All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we are in studio today with Mr. Randy Wise from the Fremont County Pioneer Museum. And he's here today to talk about the 2022 Apple Fest, and I can't believe that it's already been a year. It feels like you were just here the other day talking about this.
You know, time flies. You know, we've had an awfully busy year with lots of events, and Apple Fest has rolled around again, so fall is coming, even though it doesn't feel like it today.
No, it doesn't feel like it today at all.
but it's here, or almost here, and Apple Fest is one of our really fun events at the museum. We love putting it on. It's a neat recognition of Lander's Apple history, which a lot of people don't realize just how apples were a big part of our economy, especially in the early days.
And you have touched on that before, but just for any of our new listeners, could you mind giving us a little background on that
history?
Sure,
yeah. So when the first pioneers got to the Lander Valley, it was a long way from anything. And the nearest rail road would have been in either Green River or Casper. That's a mm-hmm. long trip in those mm-hmm. days. And so food and produce, if you wanted it, you pretty much had to grow it yourself. So a lot of the early pioneers, a couple in particular, got to Lander, and they did fine with cattle and sheep and, you know, things like that, but they wanted some fruit too. And a couple of guys, Ed Young in particular, was one of the early pioneers, started experimenting with apple orchards, and after some trial and error, finally bred some breeds that actually grew well in our climate. And Lander actually produced so many apples, it was known as the Apple City of Wyoming. And at that time, well, and even today, honestly, it's one of the few places in Wyoming you can actually grow apples. So it's a neat part of our history, and that's part of our job at the museum, is to educate people on Lander's history, and this is part of it. And it's a fun event, a fun family event.
Well, and what a great way to do that and share that history is with fun events like these. So yeah, if you could just describe to us what's going to happen, what can folks expect?
Sure.
When's it going to be?
Yeah.
Do they need to register or get tickets?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of different parts to Apple Fest. So it's the date is September 17th. That's a Saturday. Usually we have nice, pretty September, so I'm hoping the weather's really nice and usually is. Apple Fest has never been snowed out. I've had a few events snowed out, but not that
yeah.
one. It starts at 1 o'clock and runs to 3 o'clock. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of things, and again, it's all family friendly and it's all free. A couple of things do ask for donations, so if you want to make a donation, that's great, but most of the events and things that you experience are free. One of the highlights is we have an actual working cider press.
Oh,
and
nice.
We have the kids line up, and they get to work the cider press to press their own cider. And that's hugely popular. I have a line of kids a mile long, it seems like, with their apples in their hand. They throw them in, turn the crank, and fresh apple cider pours out. And if you've never had it fresh out of the press, it's really good. I was, the first year we did this, I thought, oh, it's just apple cider. What's big deal? And I took a glass, and I'm like, this is fantastic.
And then hopefully that gives the kids a little bit of, they know, have a little better idea on, you know, when they ask for that fourth glass of apple juice, like, oh, wait, there's a lot of work that I need to conserve. There's work that goes
there,
into
there
this.
There is, but they love turning that crank. They really do, like cranking the crank to create the cider. So that's going on all during the whole time. The other thing we have are a kids' applesauce eating contest, which is a lot of fun. We have different age groups, and they get a big cup of applesauce with a straw.
Uh-huh.
And a kid that drinks it the fastest in their age group wins a prize. And we have a lot of kids involved in that. That's a lot of fun. And they can slurp down some applesauce in a hurry,
I
have found. It's interesting.
Especially when there's a prize on the line.
There's a prize on the line.
It doesn't matter what the prize is. That'll be...
And I can't remember the age groups, but it's like, you know, 5 and under, 6 to 8.
But you do separate it.
Yeah, I do separate it out. So we try to make it as fair as possible.
Totally.
We also have kids' crafts, apple-related crafts that go on throughout the event. They vary from year to year, and we're still working on what those crafts are going to be. We also have Lander apple samples, because again, apples are still grown here, and there's a big effort to try and reinvigorate some of the historic orchards. So we have We don't sell them. People always ask if they can buy the Lander apples, and I say wait till that can happen at the farmer's market.
Because
it's a little bit early. September's a little bit early to have apples, so we won't. We'll have samples of Lander apples, the historic ones that people can try, but we don't have them to sell. But later in the month and into October.
That's
you can buy them.
Okay.
Yeah, you can buy them at the farmer's market. We also have, we're really lucky to have Farmstead Cider from Jackson Hole. They are a hard cider company, and they actually use Lander Valley apples in their hard cider.
Oh, amazing.
They come down every fall and pick a bunch of apples, and both traditional apples and crab apples. They mix both in their cider, which gives it a real kick. I like it. It's good and tart.
What was their name again?
It's called Farmstead. And actually, you can actually buy their product at Mr. D's, I believe. But they have samples. They come, they bring their big keg of hard cider down to the museum, and they do ask for a donation. But the donation goes to the museum, so they're not making any money on it for their samples. But that's always a highlight of the event for the grown-ups, anyway.
Totally,
you know, we don't have the kids trying the hard cider. At least I hope we don't. Haven't seen any in that line yet.
We'll leave that to the parents to make the decision if they're allowed to have a
sip
or two.
That's right. Yeah. But it's quite tasty. The other big event, and you have to do a little work ahead of Apple Fest for this one, is our apple pie contest.
Uh-huh.
We have the best apple pie contest, and you can use Lander apples if you want, but you can also use other apples. But that's a neat event. We have both a kids and an adult category, and there's a first, second, and third in each, and there's ribbons and cash prizes in
each. Yeah, one of my friend's daughters won the kids competition last year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we encourage people. If you've got an old family recipe, or if you just like to bake or cook, come on down and enter your pie. So we do ask that you donate the whole pie to the museum, because at the end of the judging, we cut them up and then sell the slices to the public, which is, again, very popular. We get a big line for that. Everybody wants to get a slice of
apple
pie.
Award-winning pie.
Potentially, yeah. And we will know the winners by the time that happens. So the pie contest, you need to prep a little bit earlier than that, because we do need the pies entered either the day before or that morning, mm-hmm. so that they're ready, because we do the judging before the actual event, so that the pies are cut up and ready to go. So that's where you come in, Vince.
I have a feeling there's a question.
I have a question for you. And one of the things that we do, of course, is we have to have judges for our apple pie contest. And I try to get new judges every year, because it's not fair to have the same three people.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, people want to do it again. I get asked by previous judges all the time, hey, can I be a judge again? But I try to mix it up a little bit, and I would love if you would be interested in coming and helping us judge some apple pies.
You know, I will lend my services without hesitation, good sir. I've been building up to this moment my whole life to be an apple pie judge.
It's hard duty. It is hard duty, because you got a lot of pie to sample, or at least we have in the past. And hopefully,
I will skip breakfast, dinner the night before. Yeah, this sounds amazing. No, thank you. I appreciate you.
Well,
asking.
Wonderful. So you're hired. We'd love to have you be a part of it. And like I say, there's some pretty good pie cooks in this town.
When do folks need to let you know that they want to partake in the competition?
So ideally, they could let us know the sooner the better, honestly. So if they want to get in touch with us, either you can call us at the museum, 332-3373. You can send us a message on Facebook. You can stop by. We have the rules, and we have a sign-up sheet at the museum. Now, you can bring your pie in that morning. Let me look at my rules just to make sure what time we need you here. If you're going to do it. Yeah, if you're going to enter the contest that day, we need the pie by 10 o'clock.
Okay.
But you can drop your pies off any time before that, Friday, Thursday before. We have a refrigerator. We can certainly keep your pie ready to roll. But we would actually, it helps us if you let us know you're entering well in advance, so we know how many pies we're going to have to deal with, because that determines how many volunteers we need to have cutting pies. So
very important role.
Yeah, absolutely. So we need the pies for sure by 10 a.m. the 17th, but they can be entered before that. And again, we encourage you to at least let us know you're entering a pie. And like I say, if you need a copy of the rules, they're on our Instagram page. I also have them posted on our Facebook page. We're happy to email them to you. You can stop by and pick some up. whatever's easiest for you. They're pretty straightforward.
Yeah, so but yeah, good opportunity to stop by the museum and check it out and see the exhibit you guys got going on there.
Yeah. So lots of stuff happening with Apple Fest. So we're doing the horseback rides again. Pat Troutman and her crew bring in a few gentle horses to take kids on horseback rides around the grounds. That's another really popular event. We do that at Sheep Shearing Day too.
Yeah, the kids love that at Sheep Shearing this summer.
But we do it at Apple Fest too because it's so popular.
Yeah.
And they take a nice ride around the historic buildings on their horses and then go do some crafts and have some cider and all kinds of fun stuff.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and thank you again for the offer for the judge. I'm more than happy to to volunteer my services. Now, just while you're here, too, I know after that there's always a Halloween fall festival that you guys do. Was there anything else you wanted to promote coming up?
Absolutely. So we have a busy fall. We have our Halloween event, which is in October, the October 14th and 15th this year. That's Halloween night at the museum. That is, no pun intended, a monster.
yeah.
A fun monster.
Well, I remember
but
last year, yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of people, and it is a fun event. We have so many creative people. We're doing the Haunted Maze again. We're doing a haunted cemetery this year outside. We'll have the storytelling and the bonfire to roast marshmallows and the fun stuff. The hayride. The hayride is always fun around the complex. So that's coming up. But before that, we have a really exciting art exhibit opening.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's hear about it.
October 2nd, we are opening an exhibit called Grounded. And that is an exhibit of contemporary Native American art. And it is, there's a bunch of organizations working on that, the LOR Foundation, the Episcopal Diocese of Wyoming, the Arts Center, the Arts Council, the museum. But they are contemporary artists, some of them from the Wind River Reservation, but a lot of them from other parts of the Rocky Mountains. And they're creating contemporary art that's going to be on display for 6 weeks at the museum.
Okay.
So very exciting. We're the beginning of an international tour. This art is going to tour the United States and then go overseas and be on tour over there. So we are the premiere of this exhibit, which is very exciting.
That is mega exciting.
So that's coming up. We're just now starting to get posters and things out about that. And then in December, we are opening a historic Lander Artists exhibit. So December 3rd, so that after Grounded closes, we'll put up a new exhibit, and we're going to be focusing on historic Lander artists that aren't with us anymore. A lot of Lander's produced a lot of really good artists over the years, and unfortunately, many of them have passed away. So we're doing an exhibit to focus on their work. So people like Phil Halstead, Mike McClure, Bob Lewis, Breezy Wheeler, Thomas Connell, a lot of names that probably folks that have been here a while will recognize.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they're kind of being forgotten almost because they're not here anymore to sort of promote their work. So we thought it would be a really interesting exhibit to put up and talk about the art history of Lander.
That is, and continuing that legacy. That's amazing.
The fall, we got a busy fall.
Busy fall coming your way. And before we let you get out of here, too, I did want to ask how things ended up with the solar car challenge. I was there the day they left, but I wanted to get your wrap up on
that. We had, a fun event. There weren't as many cars this year. They're still kind of recovering from the whole COVID shutdown. So rather than have, I think the first year we did it, we had 19 teams. I think we only had 9 this year. And hopefully they'll build up. But I think it went really well. They love Lander. They feel like, this is kind of a home to them.
Mm-hmm.
When they finished up this year, when they wrapped up their race, they emailed me and said, would you have us back? And I said, oh, anytime.
Yeah,
we're thrilled. So, it probably won't be for a couple of years because they do have other routes that they run. And I think it, just like some of my events, they try not to repeat the same thing
year after
year. But I expect that they'll be back again because they like Lander. They like Wyoming. They like the route. They always tell me Lander's their favorite stop when they do this particular course. So
who knows? Maybe they'll get an extra sunny day and have enough juice to come over here for a quick side visit.
I'd love to. Yeah. So I think it went really well. Again, a lot of people from the communities, especially the night before. It was interesting. The first year we had it was the day of the race that people came out. This year, everybody came the night before to see the cars as they were pulling in. So I had a lot of people and not as many on the race day itself. But it, whatever, people came out, had a good time, really enjoyed the cars. The neat thing for them was we had the Native American dances that night.
So it's almost kind of like a welcome ceremony.
The car crews, most of them went over after because the Pioneer Association, which is the museum friends group, put on a picnic supper for them, and after the supper, they went over and watched the Native American dances, which was really cool. I thought that I thought that was a nice melding of cultures, this sort of super modern, technology and this very traditional art form.
Totally, and then the Pioneer Museum bringing it all together. Yeah. Well, I do thank you again for stopping by and filling us in on all of that and giving us the wrap up of the. I was there the day that they took off, and it was really cool getting to see them all leave the finish line or the starting line rather for the next leg. Well, Randy, appreciate you coming in today, and I'll definitely be there bright and early to judge those pies.
Excellent. Bring your appetite.
I will. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, more coffee time coming your way.